Six people.
Did it start yet?
It started. Market didn't open.
Wow. Might be closed for the whole day tomorrow. But that doesn't make sense. So, because we got news tomorrow. So, it's going to open at some point. Hey, if the keys aren't working, you said? Well, Restream isn't showing anything here. Well, no, I'm saying that the whole stream is gone on Restream. And I scheduled the whole thing. So, scheduled the whole stream for 7. No, not Twitter, everything. Rumble, Twitter, Odyssey, yep, all those. I'm gonna give you the, okay, I think I found it, I think. Right. Yeah, I got it. Are you steady? I don't understand.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I found the key and all that stuff. I'm new to Restream, so that's why it's so weird. I think I figured it out. I don't know, but I'll tell you what I got here. I'm gonna send you what I got right now and see if that works. No, he's not with us yet. Yeah. That, well, we can't replay the video that we sent you guys. So, yeah, you should have it now.
Okay.
Yep, sure.
Okay. I won't have many off camera. I'll have if you want to run the FLS intro or something like that, that's pretty long. As a video for him, great. If not, I'll run it in the results of his audio. Okay.
I don't have anything here. Please play something yourself.
Okay, got it. I'll just make sure I have audio. Then you take care of the calls, and then we'll load it up, and then take me with him for any interest.
Great. Thanks.
Just you guys take care.
All right, thanks. Is it playing?
Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that presentation, answered many of the questions that you have. And now I'm going to take your question. Now, this is your forum to ask any questions you have so that you have the information necessary for you to live free. So I'm sorry I've not been available lately. I have some dental issues I have to take care of. And I'm still recovering from them, but I'm in okay shape to be here with you guys and answer some questions for you. So the call number we're going to put on the screen. Okay, we already have a couple of people waiting to get the questions answered, but we want to give every one of you the opportunity to get your questions answered. And we do have somebody by my name, Warren, has an email. We take questions that way also, and I can answer them, although sometimes the questions by email are not quite fully explained because, you know, they forget to often include other information that is relevant that would make a big difference in giving that correct answer to the person's problem. But I'll do my best. You can email also. The number to call is, as you see, 657-383-1755. And then on your telephone keypad, you press 1. That will let me know you have a question. I will take your questions in order. 657-383-1755. Down your telephone keypad, you press 1, and I'll take your questions in order. So right now we have 3 callers. The first one is from area code 909, then somebody from area code 408, followed by someone from area code 763. So we're going to take those questions of these people first, and then those of you who have questions, call in, get in line, folks. So from area code 909, my friend, you are live with Freedom Law School. Please tell me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name's Fabiola, and I saw you on Redacted, on the show Redacted.
Very good. And how may I help you, Fabiola?
So I have... my 2023 taxes, and I couldn't hear the presentation, by the way, because it was all quiet, so I didn't get to hear anything, or I didn't see anything or log online to see the video or anything like that. But
okay.
So I filed, I mean, I got my W-2 for last year. I've never not filed, except a couple years ago, I fell behind filing for a couple years. The IRS charged me like so much, more than
$30,000. Mm-hmm.
And I hired a CPA. They charged me thousands of dollars. Then I hired another attorney, charged another $2,000-something. So I've, and a combination of paying the attorneys and making payments, hopefully, but I just, so I just paid him like last week. I don't think I can recover that money. So he's probably just going to, I haven't even bothered to ask. But that was for the last part of the debt, which was like $11,000. I guess I just take the loss. But as far as last year, 2023, I have my W-2 and I guess I'll just won't file. But they took out, I don't know how many thousands out of my paycheck throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So do I just lose that money?
The money was lost when your employer stole it from your paycheck to begin with. What you need to do is to stop the stealing of the money from your paycheck, they call that, withholding. Sounds nicer than stealing out of your paycheck, so you won't have the same problem next year. And if you go to Freedom Law's website, we have instructions on how to lawfully and safely and for free stop withholding on your paycheck by following it on our website. In fact, I can go to our website. I can show you probably there where it's a very common question that comes up. So if you go to our front page of our website, okay, then you go on the on the front page, and we have under right on the right category, the drop-down menu, says free yourself from tax withholding. Okay? That's the third one there. You see there? and that you follow the instructions on this page, okay, and you can stop the withholding. So for this year, 2023, okay, it is what it is, but from 24 forward, rest of your life, you will be free, no longer a slave.
Yeah. So do you just file exempt? Is that how you do it?
We file exempt under duress because, you see, the employer should not be requiring you in the first place to fill out a W-4 to allow them to steal your money for the IRS. The problem is you got a gun to your head. Your employer says, do this, otherwise I'll take 30% of your paycheck, okay, which is a lot more than otherwise they would take out of your paycheck, or fire you or not hire you. So you're forced to do that W-4 exempt, but we write on there that this is the only way I can find to get you stopped withholding from my paycheck under duress. And the laws are quoted and attached and listed and attached at the end. So they cannot later on try to say, oh, you're a bad person, try to cheat, not pay a fair share. You're greedy, Fabiola. They try to make you look like that. No. None of us in the States should pay income tax. So we have the poison pill for the crooked courts in the already. It's called the law. Oh, they hate the law like a vampire hates garlic. Oh, no, not the law. Don't let the jury see the law attached to your W-4. No, the jury will see you're right. You're honest. But that's why we do that. So don't do W-4 exempt on your own. Do not do that.
Okay.
Follow the instructions closely on our website. Okay?
Okay. So there's a specific way to do that. So I do not complete the W-4?
I'm not going to do a whole seminar for you right now, Fabiola. I'm not going to do that. You go to our website, the instructions are there, how to fill out the form. The sample form is there. Fill that for you.
Okay. I didn't catch where you said to go because I was logging in when you were explaining it.
That's okay. You can also call our office. Folks, you all can call our office if you have questions like this. You will have to call our office at 813-444-4800.
Okay.
Our educators will answer questions, show you where on our website you can find things for free. How about that, folks? We don't hide behind some texting message mechanism from you, you know. No, we actually love to take the time and help you answer questions and empower you. So call our educators at 813-444-4800, and they guide you through it.
I have one more real quick. Just one more real quick. There's a guy on YouTube, and he says to fill out a 1099-A and or a 1099-C if we want to get debt paid off. Is that true or no?
That is baseless legal theories. I call them patron mythologies. A lot of them you'll see out there. It's not true. Everything Freedom Law School says, the difference what I do is this. I'm going to show it to you. You cannot see that screen. But everything based upon U.S. government's official legal website, not some cockamamie theory or opinion of an attorney or CPA or this guy on the internet. We go right here. You see, for example, here. There's the United States Code, okay, uscode.house.gov, published by the lawyers of the U.S. House of Representatives. We go there. We go to the U.S. Treasury regulations, okay? And we go to the U.S. Supreme Court. We don't go by someone's opinion or cockamamie theory they come up with that. Watch out for that. You've got to educate yourself on our website, Fabiola. On your drive, to and from work, listen to our videos. Take the 7 steps to be free of the IRS. Start with step 1, follow the law. Listen to them in your car. And over the course of a couple of weeks, you know so much more. You're going to say, oh, wow, I should have been taught this when I was in high school. You know, but better late than never, right?
Yeah. I wish I would have known this 23 years ago.
I know. So did I.
I was looking for information, but I think your website is suppressed on Google because I looked everywhere for help. And all I
what did you type in?
CPA.
What did you search?
I don't know. Throughout the years, I would search, help with taxes. I would ask, do I have to pay? And it would always say yes. It never says no. It never says follow the Constitution.
Of course. Google is your enemy.
Yeah.
You know, YouTube closed our channel a year and a half ago. Because we're waking up the slaves. Of course. I don't want you to be free. They want you to be a dumb slate, ignorant slate. They don't want you to know anything. It's on purpose, of course.
Okay. My
good son job.
Can I'm teaching my son now. So.
Very good. Very
I really
good,
appreciate
Fabiola.
You.
You're welcome.
You.
My pleasure, Fabiola. My pleasure. You live in Southern California, Riverside area. I used to live down from not far from you in Tustin, Orange County, and also now I'm high desert.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, that's
very
nice.
Yeah, nice in Florida. Much better place to live. So good luck. Hopefully someday you can leave that communist state that you live in, unfortunately, still.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next caller from 408. After him, we have area code 763 and the 530 caller. Area code from area code 408. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
I heard about it from.
Yeah, go ahead. This is Warren.
Yeah, hi. This is my wife and I. If you're talking to me, sir, Mr. Payman, glad to meet you. I have a question for you.
What's your name and your wife's name?
Warren Hardy, and her name is Suzanne. We've heard about you. I've watched you a couple of videos here. She's been telling me about this for a little time now. But what I have, the question as far as what I have is I have a couple of pensions coming in, not very big, but they're coming in. It's a bit of money. It's part of my income as a retired person. And I have to show or prove that I am not working for any other company in that line of work until I'm like 70 years old. It doesn't matter. But for the time being, I need to make sure that I'm not working for anyone else. And I have to prove that with my 1040 form. That was one question, how to get out of that. Or can I just fill out the form showing, okay, these are the taxes I paid. I don't need to pay anything further. Because I'm already, that's the second question, is I have income that is being taxed. And if I get past this and I don't need to pay, like you were saying, taxes, then I have to ask them not to take out the federal tax out of those checks. And I'm in the state where I no longer am required, I think, for Social Security. I get it for like certain states, you know, that we don't have to pay Social Security taxes. And that would be my second question. So what is your thought on that? How can I go about, one, showing proof that I'm not working for anyone else? I have to fill out the form, send it in. They usually like to see a 1040 form or 1099, make sure that everything is included in what they see. And as long as I'm not working, I could work, be doing anything else, but I cannot be working in that industry I was working in. I'm listening for your response. Thank you.
Can you fill out the form and don't file with the IRS and show it to them? That's fine. You can fill it out. I'll give it to anybody. It's your neighbor, the guy down the street, your coworker, it's your brother, it's your, it's your dog. Just don't file with the IRS.
And it would be like just filling out my own taxes, right?
If you don't file it with the IRS, that's all that matters. You don't file with the IRS means nothing. You fill out the form, give it to anybody. So that's done.
Okay.
What's your second question? I didn't catch your second question.
The question was just as far as verification, you answered that. Social Security. I have Social Security coming up next month. And while I live in the state, which I believe does not, you do not get taxed for I live in Washington, where I don't, what I understand is I don't get taxed for my Social Security income. So that is something else I can just ask the providers of my Social Security or my pension checks that are direct deposited that I just tell them I don't need to have taxes taken out because of where I live. Is that correct?
You don't need to have taxes taken out at all because you never owed it.
Okay.
See, but the problem right now you got is you're experiencing cognitive dissonance. I'm sure you've been lied to all your life, and you cannot believe it.
Yep.
And now you go back to the same mentality of before the lies.
Yeah.
You never owed income tax on anything you ever made in your life. You were deceived. You were conned. You were tricked.
Okay.
So I mean, if you need to verify that for yourself on our website, freedomlawschool.org. The first step covers the law.
Okay.
Follow the law, number one. So it doesn't matter whether you made your money in pension, wages, commissions, salaries, business income, cryptocurrency, capital gains, you know, rental income, real estate, X, Y, Z. It does not matter what type of money it is. What matters is where the money came from. If your money came from performing functions of federal public office from D.C., like a military contractors, you have to pay income tax on that. If you are a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., and any income you have anywhere on earth, you have to pay income tax. But none of those two conditions apply to you. So you're free, period. End of story. So you get into all this other stuff. Okay?
What, how would it be considered as far as if I was working as a teacher and working for the school district in a sort? I was working for a contractor, but I was still...
Do you hear what I just said? Do you hear what I just
yeah.
said? You're not listening to me. You got to listen to me,
not,
Warren.
I don't
listen.
Okay,
listen.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't care where your money comes from. Teacher, salesman, shoe
okay.
salesman, basketball coach, doctor, lawyer. Doesn't
got
matter.
It.
None of that is taxable.
Okay.
It's a geography. You got to understand this. The federal government has no power to tax you directly the way they're doing it right now. Okay?
Yeah.
It was never given that power by the founding fathers. We're
right.
deceived. America
I hear you.
Is not – stop. Listen. America's not a country. That's the problem you got right there. America's not a country. It's 50 countries or states in a union. You didn't know that because the media – tells you our country, our nation. This is not true. We are 50 countries in the union, and the federal government was given Washington, D.C., the 51st country. And they can do whatever the heck they want in that D.C., District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., the pass laws for D.C. We're in Terminal Code, guys. Okay? We've got to get a copy. Can you guys give me a Terminal Code copy, please? Show people. Okay? We have one around. So we got to... you know, recognize that we're not from D.C. That's a Washington, D.C. tax.
Got
not
it.
The 50-state tax. You're going to get that in your head. It's a Washington, D.C. tax. Not a 50-state people
got
tax.
It.
Doesn't matter what kind of money you have from anything. All right? So you've got
yes,
to
sir.
Watch the videos on our step one because I show the law from IRS, U.S. House of Representatives, U.S. Treasury Regulations, and the U.S. Supreme Court. Or yourself. Until you see that, your brain wants to go back to the mentality of, well, what if I make work at school or capital gains or rental income? And, oh, this, that, the other. All this stuff that doesn't matter. Okay? So you're good. So take
Thank
your,
you.
Your wife, get with your wife, Susan, get with Warren, and
yeah.
you guys watch my videos together. You guys educate
yes,
yourself.
We have
you, well, step one, have you watched step one, Susan?
Yes, I have.
Has Warren watched it?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. So was that pretty clear to you? What are you paying federal income tax applies to? It's only from D.C.
Got it. Thank you
got
very
it.
Much,
it's
sir.
Good job. You got it, my friend. You got it. Got an A. All right. Great. Yeah, you guys are free. Okay,
right.
yeah. So here, boys, let me show you the screen. This is on my hand. Anybody can see the video. The Internal Revenue Code. This is the Bible of the IRS. This book is written primarily for Washington, D.C. and its territories. It does not apply to 50 states, most of it. A few of it does, like oil taxes, they do. But most of it does not. But they pretend as if it does apply to all 50 states because they misuse your patriotism. Yeah, honestly, we're honest. We're gullible and hid the truth. These definitions in his law books, in plain sight, they're written in here. At the end of the Internal Revenue Code, toward the end of his definitions. Not the front, for you to see, the back. So you don't even go that far and give up. Okay? Very good. That was a good question you asked. Thank you very much, Warren. I appreciate that, brother.
Thank you, sir.
And you're most welcome. Let's go to area code 763 caller. Give me your first name. You heard about us. And then your question.
Holly?
Please.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
This is Holly, and I saw you on Clayton Morris interview.
Very good. And how may
I
help you?
So I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
One is related to our business because we have a partnership, but my first question is in regards to sending the letter to our congressman. If I want to stop the withdrawal from my paycheck, when I send that letter to the congressman, am I required to wait a certain number of time for their response? And without no response, am I then able to request they stop the withdrawal from my paycheck? Or am I able to go ahead and stop it now, and then I just wait for a response?
Now, before I answer your question, it depends on who controls the issuance of your checks. You said you have a partnership and a business. So are,
yes,
are you hiring yourself an employee of your partnership? Is that what's going on? Because it looks like you can do what you want. Why are you
No, I'm sorry.
Of yourself?
I didn't clarify.
Yes,
I'm a W-2 and my husband is a partnership self-employed. So my second question will be about the business side. I am W-2.
Okay. Who's the company owner?
So for the company that I work for, it's a nonprofit 501c, but my husband is a realtor and he has a partnership and has 13 realtors underneath him under a PLLC. So
okay.
Tax-wise, I file a W-2 and then he has to file with his partnership and they get Schedule K-1s that then flow down through our, you know, married filing joint.
Okay, got it. So yeah, you're right. You mixed up you and your husband in the same question. That's what confused us. Let's get to you first. So what you want to do is go on our website, and like I had up earlier on my screen earlier, but under right, okay, you go on our website, under on the right menu, you go down there to free yourself from tax withholding, okay? Free yourself from tax withholding. It's there. Number the third thing there, you open it up, shows exactly what to do with that. You can put W-4 exempt under duress with your objection that you should not have to do that and stop the withholding. Follow the instructions on this page, and the sample form is there for you to print out and use. Okay, so that's for you. Now, the question about your husband is a separate thing. What about your husband now and his business?
So he has a partnership real estate. And they file as a PLLC.
Mm-hmm.
I actually help work through the QuickBooks. We submit that to the CPA. CPA provides the Schedule K-1s, and then each one of them file individually and fill out 1099s that are given to them from their brokerage.
Mm-hmm.
And then on our personal joint taxes, they are given – they file 1065s under their partnership, but then again, we get the K-1s, and typically we file a 1040, and we have
mm-hmm.
Schedule Cs from
mm-hmm.
his K-1. So my
mm-hmm.
concern is if he's a partnership and has to create that with his partner, is that going to limit him being able to either still be in the partnership and he has to separate from that? Can the partner only be the one to file and be the only one to sign, and he just will no longer sign those 1065s?
Correct. He doesn't have to sign those forms. He should not be signing those forms. He should educate his partners also as soon as possible, but for right now, he'll have somebody else be the one that signs those doggone false IRS forms, K-1s and 1065s, all that stuff. Because he's not a citizen or resident of D.C. Neither is this company headquartered or based out of or chartered out of federal laws of D.C. Neither does he perform any functions of federal public office. So he should not be doing any of these forms at all. Let them be doing that. They can issue the K-1s and 1065s, but not him. And for this year, 2023, you guys don't have to file any 1040 form at all, you or your husband. Even if he issued you W-2s or K-1s, doesn't matter. You don't have to worry about those at all. They were false. Those forms are false forms sent to you and the IRS.
We did already sign them electronically with our CPA. So are we on the hook for that this year?
You signed the 1040 form with your CPA this year already?
Yes, we did, unfortunately, 2 weeks ago.
Yep. Sorry. We didn't get on Clayton Morris earlier than that. We couldn't save you for that. But for this year, we can. 2024, we can. Stop withholding on your paycheck. Stop sending quarterly estimated payments to the IRS. Start being free. Educate your also his business partners and the agents. No more 1099-ing any of those real estate agents either in the partnership. It's all the law. We want to follow the law strictly. We are sticklers for the law. Okay?
Okay. And as far as sending the letter to our congressman to get their response to prove the law to us, is there a specific time after I've submitted our certified letters that I need to wait for a response before I can consider it voided or...
You can start withholding on your paycheck right away with our W-4 exempt form with the additions and corrections we have on it, and that will start the withholding right away. Your next step would be to give your congressman 60 days to say you're wrong, but they cannot say you're wrong because you are correct. Then they go to your employer and say, look, I'm right about this. I even triple-checked it with my employers. Stop withholding from my paycheck. Everything. Income, payroll taxes, stop. So that's how you they go step by step.
Okay, so go ahead and fill out the exempt form with my employer, then send the letters, wait my 60 days, and then what about the state income tax? Do we have the same privilege to stop state income tax? I didn't see any letters in the steps for that.
That's because the states are countries. And some states do not have income tax, like Florida and Texas. Some claim to have it. But most of them that claim to have it follow federal law or federal definitions. So if you're not required to file a federal form, on the 1040 federal would be zero for you. Take that out and put it on the state form, it's zero. You don't have to file, you know, state form either. What state do you live in, Holly?
Phoenix.
Arizona. Yeah, Arizona falls federal. Yep. So you don't have to fall federal or state. By the way, I'm going to be in Salt Lake City on the area April 11th through 13th. Kind of closer to you. You maybe you want to with your husband. And his partners are brokers. You guys may want to come up and see me there in Salt Lake. Relatively closer to you than Florida. I guess you put that on the screen for everybody. Huh? I forgot to do that about our events. Yeah, let's do that. Folks, we got some events coming up that you guys may want to come to, see me in person, and talk about being in person. We have one in Florida coming up April 6th, okay, in the Gulf Landing, St. Cloud, with Orlando area. Coming up at Jim Gale's place, the Laura Luma there, Laura Whiskey, some other great speakers. And then next one we have April 11th to 13th in Salt Lake City area. We're going to be in Salt Lake and the town 2 hours south of that. Also a Thursday night, the 11th, and then Friday night, and then Saturday all day. So that's the one that's coming up. And then we got other events coming up in California end of May, May 31st. We have one coming up in California with Mary Crowley. So we got that coming up. We also get the Red Pill Expo in mid-June. We got to get on that, by the way. Contact Red Pill about that. These are also coming up. So maybe hopefully coming across closer to you guys to see us in person. Any other questions, Holly?
Yes. Do we need to send that letter to our congressman for each one of us, meaning one for my husband, one for myself, and now I have adult children? Do they each have to send one individually, or can I get the response back and share it with them and we're all good?
You and your spouse can do one letter together. But have your adult children do their own separately than you, because they're adults. You want them to keep copy their letter for themselves. You could do, I suppose,
okay.
a group mail too. You can do that. I mean, you could. You could actually have put your name, your husband's name, your five kids, all of you ask the question, but make sure you have a copy for everybody of what you guys sold. You can do that. That's fine. Yeah, but it's better to do them separately so that everybody has their own copy. But you could do one combined also if you want to.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. My pleasure. We have a call from Air Coach 5. 630. And let's put the number on the screen. If you have more questions, folks, call 653-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, you press 1. I'll take your question coming up very soon. 657-383-1755. Press 1. Sounds like pop 3 or caller. The next person calling in will be getting your question answered. So from Baker 530, my friend, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Bob, I heard about you from Redacted.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to Maverick. He's a super nice guy, super good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And my question was, I talked to him about it, but he said to talk to you, to call in. Anyways, I owe money to the IRS from 2015 and 16, and I signed the 1040 back then. Is there any way I can start the program, or do I have to wait and pay that off? I'm with a company called Civic Tax Relief, and they stopped the payment plan with the IRS. Excuse me. So I've been paying them for a year, and they're supposed to come out with a settlement, like a reduce the amount I owe. And so that should be happening in the next month or two, I would think, because I'm almost mm-hmm. done paying them off. And I was just seeing what you thought. Is there any way I could stop paying them now, or do I have to wait, or what?
Well, you can file and pay income taxes right away. You can definitely do that. But as far as your previous problem for 15-16, I need to see your paperwork to see what's going on and what are your options, what we can and cannot do. Without being more specific, I cannot give you an answer. For example, how much is the remaining balance for 15-16? Number one. Number two, you file for offer of compromise. You know, and number three, you know, if you're making monthly payments, how much was it? When did you stop? Can you answer those questions for me?
I could barely hear you. How much? I'm going to write this down. How much I owe?
How much do you owe the IRS? How much IRS claims you owe them? About.
You want me to tell you now?
Yeah.
$44,000.
Okay, $44,000. It's not that huge. It's a normal range, okay? You filed on time for 15 and 16?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So how much have you paid these guys, the Civic Tax Relief people?
I think $2,500.
And when did they stop? And how much were you paying the IRS?
Well, it started out like $600, but I couldn't afford it. So,
okay.
I think.
Do you work for yourself or your employee?
I was working for myself back then. Right now, I'm an employee.
Okay. Well, you did confess to owing the money. Okay. But the reality is also the IRS is leaving not people alone. They're not coming after people aggressively. So they may just leave you alone if you don't pay the IRS at all, because it's not that huge. It's not $500,000 or more, $5 million. It's a small amount. A lot of people are like you in your position. In fact, on our website, under step three, I can show you this thing about IRS's, where's step three of the material? Let me go down to step, where's step three? Here we go. You go to step three on our website, okay? Realize that the IRS is over 99% bluff. You go in there and inside step three, you go down there showing that leaving non-files alone. One of the reasons is this chart right here. Okay? The IRS cannot even keep up with filers like you who have confessed to all the IRS money. There's been a 90% drop in IRS levies taking bank accounts, paycheck of people like you. In 11, it was 3.7 million. In 21, it was down to on about 300,000. So you may not need these guys at all. But one thing you can do for sure, is stop paying income taxes and save that money.
Okay. So even without, excuse me. So even though I signed a 1040 and I own that money, I can still stop filing right now.
Yes, every year is a separate potential taxable event. One year you may be a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. And that's where you pay income tax. Next year you move out of D.C. You become someone from Florida, okay, or Virginia. You no longer owe income tax. So you're not locked in forever just because you filed for some years. Every year is separate. Okay?
Okay. So I stopped filing taxes. Now what about, can I file exempt for my employer?
Yep.
Okay.
Per our instructions on our website, not just good old willy-nilly W4 exam. Do not do that. That's dangerous. Do the way we have at our website. Follow the instructions. I've answered to two other people before you bought that property on our website. Okay? That's freedomhomes.org. If you need help with
Maverick,
that, call our office. What's that?
Okay, Maverick, he said there's a 50-50 chance that he said you got 2 months to do it at the start of the year. He said after February, he said you got a 50-50 chance of getting them to file exempt for you or stop.
To accept it from you, Well, give it a try. What do you got to lose?
Okay, so you might get them to and you might not, but just try.
The only way to guarantee you lose is don't even try.
Yeah. But definitely don't file for this year, okay? Unless you want to.
I don't know why would you want to do that, but I wouldn't file. No more. Don't put the rope around your neck. Why would you do that?
Okay, so you're saying that's not a lot of money. They'll probably just forget about it, but what do I do? Because I'm already done paying these guys off. I got one more payment left, two more payments. So
Wait. Those guys, civics, PLP people, they did nothing for you. They're incompetent. Okay? They don't really help you. No. Oh, they suckered you and they just ripped you off, these guys. How much you make a year, roughly?
Maybe 65,000, 70,000.
Okay, are you single or married? Any kids?
Single, no kids.
Okay, well, the thing is, what they didn't tell you is you're not poor enough to qualify for deals with the IRS. The only way you could do a deal is this. You got to be poor. You got to be poor. You're not poor. You're not that poor. You're not doing that great, but you're not poor either, like making $25,000 a year only or $30,000 a year.
Right.
You make more than that.
Okay.
Okay? And then second thing, again, especially for having no wife and no kids, $65,000, $70,000 is not poor. Then, but if to get a deal, you have to agree to file tax confession forms for the next 5 years. You have to file and pay on time for 5 years. You have to agree to that. Otherwise, the whole deal is off. If they give you a break, the whole deal is off anyways. So they agree to cut this $44,000 down to $10,000, let's say. Guess what? You don't continue paying them for the next 5 years, much more, they're going to make the whole $44,000 come back up. To just stop paying them income tax, period. Save up the money. You don't pay income tax. All right? And then let these thieves take advantage of you away. Because if they told you you don't make enough, you don't qualify for one of those pays in a dollar deals, they would not be able to rip you off. Sorry.
So just stop paying them?
Yeah.
You say? And then will it ever go away or what? Or just keep sending you letters forever?
These guys can't make it go away either. You're not catching me. All they can do is go by IRS procedures and standards. All they can do, they didn't tell you this to you. They kept you in the dark. Is if they can get a deal for you, they probably can't. But if they do, at best, you have to agree for the next 5 years to be a slave. Do you want that? To continue filing paying tax for the next 5 years, do you want that?
No, I've already did it for like 8. So
do you want to stop that? Do you want to stop that?
Yeah, so just stop paying them and just forget about it?
Yeah.
Even though I signed the 1040 because you said that's a bad deal.
Well, you did. Sorry, I can't get you out of it. But what's the alternative?
Huh?
What is the alternative? I do not have a perfect answer for you. But given the alternatives of, you know, trying to go for the next 5 years be slave, filing a tax return, and paying them something else, maybe get a deal, maybe not, or not paying them anything at all, and be free for the next 5 years and the rest of your life. Which one's better? Think.
Just not paying it.
Yeah.
Okay. But they won't come after you because they're right?
They may. I can guarantee that. I'm not a magician. See, you got to quit asking for guarantees, brother. You keep on guarantees, brother, don't exist.
That's
just
true.
Just because I'm the president of Freedom Law School does not make me a magician. So you get my magic wand and see, I've got the answer. You all free guarantee. No, you got a pre-existing mess. Sorry. I hate to be very bad news. But I'm not going to lie to you. I promise you something guaranteed. You got three choices. Pam, go with these guys. Maybe they can get you a deal, but reduce the $44,000 to maybe $10,000 or $20,000, but you got to pay them for the next 5 years. Pump pay on time, be a slave, or stop paying them. Stop filing.
And
save up your money. So you need to write those down on a piece of paper and think about it and pray about it. Okay, not this instant. You're not that type of personality, I can tell. You're not going to make a decision right now, I can tell. So you go think about it.
I can't hear you real well, but that's my problem right now. But you said
call
I'm not
up
kind of
tomorrow.
Person?
Ask for Aaron. Aaron heard everything I say, and Aaron will explain to you with a better connection. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay,
Aaron
will know. Look for a call from Bob, okay, from America 530. Tell him who you are, and he'll explain to you what I just explained to you better tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that. So thank you for
your
time.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Bob. All right, we have one more caller. We have not that many callers, guys. Sorry, I haven't been here lately to take your calls. Yeah, but, you know, you got to go sometimes take care of your health. You got to do that, right? 3-1 Jerry Urquhart caller. You are live with Freedom Law. Google me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi there.
Are you there? Yes, what's your name?
Hi there. My name is Guillermo.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very nice to meet you. The reason I'm calling tonight is because obviously I've been a long time tax slave, I guess I call myself, paying into the system.
How do you
hear
about us, Guillermo? Guillermo, how do you hear about Freedom Law School?
I'm a part of like an anarchapulco group, and they mentioned your name indirectly, so I started looking into you from there, but it's kind of like Jeff Berwick and the anarchist movement.
Oh, okay. Someone mentioned me within the groups. Okay, well, good job. All right.
Yes.
Very good, my friend. That's a great group. Yep. Are you still in touch with Jeff Berwick?
Yes, I am. Every once in a while. I don't directly speak to him, but I go to his events, and I still listen still subscribe to his newsletter and everything, but not in direct communication, but as a general audience, you know.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, a bunch of good freedom lovers, libertarians. Great. All right, Guillermo, what's on your mind, my friend?
So, obviously, this is I've been filing W-2s, W-4s my entire life, and the year I've kind of had enough because the IRS sent me an audit form where I didn't pay some taxes like 2 years back. And at this point, I'm a little frazzled because I don't know what to do, but I want to stop paying taxes in general, federal taxes, because I am not a resident of Washington, D.C., and I am not a federal government worker. I basically work as just an engineer for a W-2 private company, and I'm fed up with it, you know? I don't want to pay taxes on my income, and I don't want to pay this supposed debt that I owe from many years ago. So I don't know the right path to take.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So that's my
dilemma. What's your question?
Question is, what do I do with this audit form? They're telling me to pay. I don't think I should be paying anything, to be quite honest, because they're extorting the money from me as it is.
They ignore it.
What's
audits,
that?
Ignore it. Audits
ignore
mean
it?
Nothing. Ignore it. Trash can it.
Oh, okay.
Audits
I figured
mean nothing. Legally, they mean zero. If the IRS wants to come after you, they have to issue a legal notice called a notice of deficiency, which you have 90 days to have a trial in tax court, ask for a trial, and challenge the IRS. And there, perhaps, you may deal with them and give them whatever deduction proof, expense proof you have to give them. That's it. But right now, ignore it. And they don't want to issue notice of deficiencies because they have only 31 judges, tax court judges, for the whole USA, over 300 million people. So because IRS cannot have all these people flood the courts, you know, and destroy it, the judges can't handle all these numbers of people. They try to trick you, deceive you with these scary audit letters who have no legal meaning whatsoever. Just ignore and you can trash can that audit letter.
Wow,
stop
good to know.
Income tax.
Then, good deal. Then I have to follow your videos after this because this is my first time actually chiming in to learn how to make myself exempt from paying basically federal taxes because it's extortion and it's best, you know?
You have to make yourself exempt. We just use the form that says exempt on it, but because the law never applied to you to be exempted. Exempt means technically you law applies to you, but you get an exemption. Whereas we say that it all never applied to you at all. The Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws are not meant for the people of the 50 countries, the 50 states of the United States. They're written for people in D.C., and federal workers and contractors. You're not one of them. So you just recognize that reality. That the founding fathers, you know, wrote the Constitution in a way that federal government could not directly tax you as a slave like they do right now. They deceived you to believe you have to do it through the 16th Amendment of the Constitution, that it changed things, but it didn't. The 16th Amendment of the Constitution gave Congress no new taxing powers according to the United States Supreme Court. So still haven't changed.
Wow.
They just suckered you, just like most people who took the corona jab, Guillermo.
Yep.
You know that government workers and nurses and doctors, yes, they were forced to take a jab, otherwise they lose the job. But most Americans who took the jab, corona jab, they took it voluntarily. They lined up.
You're right.
Because through propaganda, they scared them. Take the vax.
Exactly.
Otherwise, corona might kill you. Go take the vax. Go get the job. Be afraid. Be afraid. It's the same thing. Take the job. Repeated propaganda, IRS, and the, you know, corona. It's all the same thing. They scare you. They deceive you, scare you. Now, that much got you scared. You do whatever they tell you.
Absolutely.
So the way out of this matrix is for you to educate yourself, realize, wait a minute, I got a good hand. They got the weak hand. And they've been bluffing me.
True.
Okay.
You're right.
I'm gonna regain my power. I'm gonna play my strong hand. I'm gonna do it right. You guys get out of here. Go after somebody else. You sucker. I'm no longer choose to be a slave. I know my rights. I'm not gonna get fund my enemies voluntarily anymore. And you're join over 80 million non-filers out there. According to the IRS, there's about 80 million non-filers out there today.
Wow.
Anything else, Guillermo?
No, that's it. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Tell your other friends at Anarcho-Fulco group. You got other friends in Anarcho-Fulco besides you involved with? You know a lot of those guys?
I do a handful.
Tell them about us. Because we will pay you to tell other people about us. I'm a libertarian like you. So why not help people make money by spreading the word of truth and freedom? Right? So I'll pay you to tell them about us. So check it out on our website. Step 7 is on how we can pay you for being a Paul Revere and getting our message out of empowering people to drain the swamp or regain your life, your freedom away from slavery. Okay?
Sounds like a game plan. I'll look into it and I'll you'll probably be hearing from me.
Okay. All right. Look forward to it. Thanks, Guillermo.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I'm open with questions. We can end the call right now. And or take answer any questions anybody may have. The numbers on the screen if you have a question, 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, you just press 1. Now I'll take your question next, 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now take your question. We got right now several callers just jumped in. Area code, let's see, 408. I think I said 408 earlier, didn't I? Yes, I did. We got area code, hold on, 81831 caller, and then followed by 775 area code caller. Okay. Area code 831, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. This is Eileen. And I've heard about you through different freedom groups over the years. I've met with Joe Bannister, and we got your freedom information, but my husband kept it with him in his vehicle all the time, so I didn't get a chance to really study it. And I called you a while back ago. He actually stole all of our savings, and he left me with 8 years of, we didn't file for eight, there's 8 years of filing that they want, and then we sold a house in 2007, so they're saying they're considering it a capital gain, even though there wasn't a capital gain for that year. So anyway, it's the FTB. I'm not getting any correspondence from the IRS, but it's the FTB. So I'm here in California, and so they leaned my bank account and my safe deposit box too. I didn't realize that they could do that with the safe deposit box, but they can. And so miraculously, the one on my safe deposit box was released, but they still had my savings. And so then they were telling me, you know, they wanted me to file these back years, and I was telling them I don't have any information except for the 1 year that we sold the house. I do have that information. So anyway, I guess what I'm asking you is, so then they put me on a $25 a month payment plan. And so I guess as long as I'm on a $25 payment plan, they will not lien my bank account. And so I'm sorry?
Yeah, correct. Correct. That's what they do. Yes.
Okay. And so I guess it's for like the next, I don't know. They say that they have projected, because I had a business. I had a cosmetology license. I didn't have a business license, but I did have a cosmetology license. And so they, you know, when you don't file, they actually file for you and, you know, to project, pull this sum out of the blue sky, like what you've said, and you know, say that that's what you earned, and so then they ascribe a, you know, a dollar amount that you supposedly owe them, and then they start, of course, attaching all kinds of fees and interest and all these other things to that, and so and then the other thing I wanted to ask you is, I have a job right now that pays me under the table, and I do have Social Security, some Social Security. So, what would you suggest be my approach from this point forward? I don't have the information that we got from you regarding, you know, so I can't educate myself, and I ended up having to get rid of all my books. I had all these books on the tax system. I have the tax code books and everything.
Yeah, I mean, get to the point, sweetheart. You see, saying a lot of stuff, but get to the point.
I'm sorry.
What's your issue at hand?
Yeah, so I guess what I'm asking you is, what would be your approach? Would you file for the year that with this house sale, you know, that they're calling it a capital gain, and that represents like $60,000 of the amount that they think that I own. So
I can give you the answer without seeing your paperwork. You asked a very specific situation. Question about a specific situation. I need to see the specific situation you got in writing and talk to you further in a private consultation. Without more details and a private detailed consultation, I can answer your question. It's not a general question. It's a very, very specific, unique question problem to you that all the specifics of 2007 and now and cosmetology license and this, that, the other. It's not a quick answer for you. I'm sorry. I wish I could, but I can't. Is that calling the doctor?
Okay,
doctor, can you speak to me on the phone? Just tell me on the phone how to fix my back. It's not like that.
So this question you could answer, I bet, you know, because D.C., you know, they're talking about making D.C. a state.
That doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. It's not going to happen. D.C. cannot become a state. No, not without the Constitutional Convention.
Uh-huh.
And it will never happen.
Okay.
Otherwise, the federal government will have no place to have to be secure and state has own land. It's federal government's headquarters of D.C. So that will not happen. That's irrelevant to our discussions. What else do you want to know?
Okay. So, and you were saying unless you're a contractor, you don't have a legality or they can't make you file. You don't have they can't purposely force you to file or say that you are, because they were telling me because anything over $600, I would have to file in California. So
I don't get your question. Please be specific. Get your question.
I'm sorry. Okay, because I had a cosmetology license. I still have one.
Okay. Because of that issue, I know they did that. So yeah, you may want to go file for those years. You actually made zero, even only $10,000. They just want a confession form from you. FTB is just, they want that confession form from you. Even if you put zero on there or $10,000, they want that. They'll change. They give you that number. But as long as you give it a form under oath that you only made $10,000 that year. Or $20,000 a year. They'll leave you alone. They'll erase that number they made up. They just want that slavery rope on your neck, that the penalty perjury. You said how much you actually make under oath. That's all they want.
Right. Yeah.
So reduce the tax significantly.
Yeah. Okay. So you would say you would suggest filing for those back years and.
Yeah, you didn't make any money, like you said. You made very little, but you struggled to live. Yeah. You didn't make as much as a license. So you give here. That's how I made this much. They cannot dispute it, so they'll take it. They'll accept it and be done. Over, done. Next.
Okay. And then regarding going into the future, I may have to take a job where they do withholding. See, there's a way on your site that gets them to stop doing your taking withholding out of your
yes.
Okay.
On our website, fearmonger.org. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you, Payment. I appreciate
You're welcome.
Okay.
My pleasure. All right.
All right.
We have one more call from area code 775. Please go ahead and give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I heard about you through the Clay Clark meeting some time ago. A friend of mine went to that. And I recently heard that you might be coming to Salt Lake City, Utah, or someplace in that area.
Yes, I am.
I live in Northern Nevada, so I was wondering if you had any specifics on the date and place for that.
Yes, we sure do. I'm glad you asked. I'm happy to give it to you. It's April 11th through 13th. The 11th will be someplace a couple hours south of Salt Lake in the evening. Then the 12th will be in Salt Lake for 2 hours. And then it's 13th all day Saturday, I'll be in Salt Lake.
Oh, okay. And so you'll have the specifics of the location on your website then?
Yeah, we should have it on there. Don't we have it on there? I think we do have it on there. Let me see. I think let me click on it right now because we just got that last couple of days. It's not working. What's that? Okay, we got. Okay, we'll put it up tomorrow morning. Yeah. Yeah, we got to put it on, oh. we'll put on that 7 to 9, 11 to 12, and all day Saturday. We'll put all details. Let's put more details on there. We'll put it on there. Okay, we're going to put more details on. Yes, we have more details on that for you. But right now I'm telling you, Thursday night, the 11th, 7 to 9 p.m., and then in the 2 hours south of Salt Lake, and then on the 12th, 7 to 9 p.m. also, for 2 hours in Salt Lake. And then on Saturday the 13th, we all day class. It's all free, by the way, no charge. The event we got April 6th coming up in Gulf Langan in Florida, St. Cloud, Florida, in Orlando. Now it includes lunch, good grass and beef and vegetarian, really good quality food. It's only $97. Okay, very inexpensive. But the other ones are actually on Salt Lake, yeah, they're free.
Oh,
so
wow.
Come up with you. Yep.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, I think we're done for tonight. I'm going to give the number out one more time real quick. If anybody got a last call, they have a question, call right now, my friend. Otherwise, I'm going to go get some rest and take care of my teeth in this busy tax season. Because, you know, you got to speak this when you grow, right, and prepare your body. Make sure you always get your rest, folks. The number to call is 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, you press 1. And that will let me know you have a question. 657-383-1755. All right, keep that, press 1. Now we take your question next. So remember, folks, the answers are there for you on our website, freedomlawschool.org. It's your way to freedom. I would love for you to live free. I would love for you to have the life that you want, not be a slave. But I cannot do it for you. You got to make that choice. And the way you can make that choice is to educate yourself, empower yourself, get out of the matrix. Now educate yourself. As you drive around, listen to freedomlawschool.org, our videos. Then when you stop by for lunch and dinner, then you can put your cell phone and then watch it for yourself. So with that, folks, I wish you all lots of love and success and freedom. Let's have you be free and America be free country once again. We didn't have, what's his name on that? What happened?